A newly released government email shows the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky by phone in that July 25th phone call. The call, of course, at the center of President's impeachment in the House of Representatives last week. But now 100 pages of emails show that Michael Duffy of the Office of Management and Budget asked the Department of Defense to please hold off on that nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
If there was ever an argument that we need Mr. Duffy to come testify, this is that information.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A court in Saudi Arabia on Monday sentenced five people to death for the killing of Washington Post columnist and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last year by a team of Saudi agents. Saudi Arabia's state-run TV channel reported that three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, had drawn international condemnation for the killing because several Saudi agents involved worked directly for him. The kingdom denies that Prince Mohammed had any involvement or knowledge of the operation. Thousands of protesters in parts of southern India as they came out on the roads to condemn a new citizenship law on Monday. The new law allows for Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can prove they were persecuted because of their religion in Muslim-majority Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizen Amendment Act earlier this month. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has announced that a U.S. service member has been killed in action in Afghanistan today. In making the announcement, the U.S. forces Afghanistan did not provide further details on where and how the casualty occurred. The Taliban, in a statement sent to journalists, claimed the U.S. casualty occurred in the volatile northern Kunduz province. The insurgent group said it targeted Afghan and American soldiers with a roadside bomb as they tried to conduct a joint raid against Taliban positions in the Shardara district. After nearly 3 months of waiting, the preliminary results of Afghanistan's September presidential election have been released. Reuters' David Doyle has this.
Afghanistan's incumbent President Ashraf Ghani won a slim majority of votes in the country's presidential election. Delayed preliminary results showed on Sunday in a vote that was marred by allegations of massive fraud. But the battle for the presidency is not over yet.
Mohammad Ashraf Ghani.
The Independent Election Commission said Ghani had won 50.64% of the vote, while his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, had 39.52%. The IEC said that was enough for Ghani to win the first round of voting outright, but added that the outcome could change in final results and that if Ghani hadn't secured more than 50%, the election would go to a second round of voting.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. The scorching heat baking Australia eased on Monday, bringing relief from extreme bushfires. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Back from his Hawaiian vacation, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney on Sunday. And he was on the defensive after his holiday drew sharp criticism as the country's bushfire crisis deepened. Morrison announced he would return home early after the deaths of two firefighters in New South Wales on Thursday. Firefighters made the most of cooler weather on Sunday to access badly burnt towns and contain any blazes before the expected return of hotter conditions at the end of the week.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Boeing's CEO is resigning amid ongoing problems at the company over the troubled 737 MAX aircraft. The Chicago manufacturer said Monday that Dennis Muilenburg is stepping down immediately. The board's current chairman, David Calhoun, will officially take over on January the 13th. The board said a change in leadership was necessary to restore confidence in the company as it works to repair relationships with regulators and stakeholders. The MAX was grounded worldwide in March after the second of two crashes of its jet, killing combined 346 people. The leadership change follows Boeing's announcement last week that it would halt MAX production in January. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1, all the hits and more.